death zone awaited unsuspecting raiders. A group of 50 militants approached a marine base in Naratiwat's Bajo district early Wednesday to launch a surprise attack, unaware that they were entering a death zone. Naratiwat Task Force 32 knew in advance of the planned attack on their base. 50 Marines, led by Commander Tamanun Wana, the task force commander, were poised for action. "My men and I waited for days. Before they turned up, we spotted about 8 men pointing night vision telescopes at the base. Then we knew it was time," Commander Tamanun said. The militants were divided into two groups, the attack group comprising 30 men and the support team of 20. As the base is next to a village with access via a road, the militants arrived in two pickup trucks. Spikes were strewn on the road to stall military backup from arriving. The insurgents launched their attack with guns and grenades. As they closed in on the base, explosives planted by the Marines went off, killing and wounding some of the intruders. Shooting then erupted, and both sides exchanged heavy gunfire for about 20 minutes before the support team retreated. 2 militants were killed as they were being pursued, while 14 died during the attack on the base. Commander Tamanun said the Marines devised the counterattack after intercepting a map from suspected militants killed days earlier. The map showed the attack target. He said the hardest part of planning the counterattack was to keep the preparations secret from villagers, as some of them might have been insurgent sympathizers. A source said those who took part in the defense of the base included 17 men who had completed SEAL training and 11 others who had passed the recon program. According to the source, the loss of lives was unavoidable. They were heavily armed and came with tools of torture. "We seized ropes, wire, sharp objects, and some materials for setting a fire," said the source. It is reported that Maraso Chandrawadi, a core rebel leader, managed to get past the obstacles to enter the base, where he was shot and killed. The militants wore military uniforms but had scarves on to set themselves apart from the real soldiers. A military source said the insurgents had formed a so-called Army of Patani to give themselves some self-respect.